Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have track facilities manager Amy Walters. And Amy, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me back.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Love catching up with you in track and the Two Rivers Activity Center. I call it track for short, like we should. But Two Rivers Activity Center, really coming along. You've got the sign up. The construction is rolling as well. There's just everything is happening at once. So we start out by giving a construction update at the Two Rivers Activity Center.
Sure. Things are busy.
Yes.
In addition to the construction of the facility, the city has also started the road project on 5th Street. So that has made that area, even busier. But they're, really making progress, moving quickly on that. It does impact us and getting to the site. And because of that, we are no longer able to host tours of the facility. We're taking a bit of a hiatus there. For folks that are interested in a tour, they can still contact me either through email or giving us a call down at the office at 952-8722. And we'll just put their name on a list and let them know. But at this point, it's hard to get to the space. In addition to kind of what we have going on right now in the project timeline is flooring. Oh, so okay. we're laying flooring, and that makes it difficult to do tours as well. The hardwood was delivered this week, and those crews are busy doing the installation in the group exercise room and the gymnasium. 2 weeks ago, the crew showed up on site to begin the installation of the air-supported fabric structure. So they have done the airlock systems, or their kind of entryway systems. They've set those. I drove by the site last night to kind of see what was happening, and it looks like they are starting to place that fabric. And we'll, when we know more about when that will be inflated, we'll be notifying the community so folks can kind of keep their eye on that. That's really going to change the look of the space.
Yeah, it's like bubble watch.
Right, exactly. We do have a camera posted on site that we've been doing a time lapse video for the entire construction duration, so we'll capture that as well. But in addition to the flooring and those types of things, they've finished the concrete pour in the pool area, so we really have that space kind of the hardscapes there, and now they're working on the finishing details in that pool space. Carpenters are busy with cabinetry installation and getting the main reception desk and fireplace and all of those types of finishes. So it's everything's really starting to come together. There's lots and lots of activity up there
awesome.
Right now.
And, now with tours on hiatus, as you said, for a little bit, I'm sure so much more work is going to get done. So those who have taken tours before will probably want to re-up for another tour.
Yep. We're more than happy to do that. We have some folks that, come out to just kind of take a peek and check on progress. So they may come every 6 weeks or so. So no, we're more than happy to, like I said, we want to get folks in the building, and it's really beautiful and coming along nicely. So we just have to take a little bit of a break here while they're working on. Yep. And, we're having to move our main trailer is now moved to different location because they're working on the site work and starting landscaping and parking lots. And so, things are changing quickly there.
Moving and shaking. That's what it is.
That's right.
That's the definition of this project. Amy Walters, again, Two Rivers Activity Center facilities manager, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Amy, we talked earlier this year about the different employment opportunities at the track and now that you have your supervisors in place, it looks like the next wave is going to be underway pretty soon for hiring.
Right. So those supervisors were hired, and they're actually scheduled to start full-time in their roles the first week of July. Awesome. So we've been working closely the last few weeks to develop their teams. And so right now they're working on job descriptions and creating our staffing plans and figuring out kind of shifts and when we need to be scheduling people. And so majority of the remaining positions are are part-time, but we still do have some full-time salaried positions that will be posted as well. Okay. And we anticipate those being posted next week. We do have an application online at trackjamestown.com, and then we will have all the job descriptions out there as well. We'll also post to job service and awesome. Other locations, but you know, encouraging folks to go out, take a look at those opportunities. We have lots of different shifts, flexible scheduling, all of those types of things. We really want to work with folks to make this a positive place for them to be as well. So awesome. Right now the facility is scheduled to be open from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, Sundays from noon to 8. And so there's going to be lots of opportunities if folks are looking at maybe getting a second job or some type of a supplemental income. Maybe just want to do it because it has a great environment and a great active place to be. You know, that's who we're looking for. So then we'll be looking at hosting a job fair in early awesome. July when those supervisors come on board. So folks that have applied already or even those that haven't, we'll be inviting them in to come in, bring your resume and just visit for a few minutes with our supervisors so we can get to know folks a little bit better and figure out how everyone's going to work together and with the different roles we have at Trek.
Awesome. Very exciting. Of course, you know, it doesn't hurt to have too many jobs, but one question I have for you that might, I don't know if I'm going to throw you off with it. With Jamestown having so many different, you know, open jobs in our area, what do you think would make Track, you know, someplace to look at if they're looking for a part-time job?
Well, and I think one of the, you know, the big things that we're looking for is the type of culture we want to create at the facility. And, you know, just really looking at that positive connectedness type of a community feel that we want at the space. Folks that are looking for a healthy, active, vibrant place to be, you know, we want this to be a positive you know, experience for members as well as our staff. And so you know, we have lots of different roles at the facility, from our learning center, so you know, teachers and aides, we've got drop-in child care, we've got guest services and personal training and wellness attendants and group exercise instructors, lifeguards, environmental services, facility maintenance. I mean, there's really
on.
Right. Wow. And so we're looking for all sorts of different types of skill sets.
Yeah.
And you're not always able to be able to use those skills in a recreation activity center. So, you know, folks that maybe have skills and their passion or their interest lies, their hobby maybe is that kind of physical activity component. This is really a great combination of those two things. So.
Perfect. So check that out when those go live again on trackjamestown.com. And of course, Amy will obviously be willing to answer any questions if they have any questions for you. Amy, is there anything else you want to mention, or do you want to give your contact information for our listeners?
Sure. You know, again, really want folks to go out and visit our website, which is trackjamestown, TRACJamestown.com. They can also give me a call at 952-TRACK or 952-8722. And then you can always email me. We have a link right on our website to go out, and that goes to our generic email, which is track@jamestownparksandrec.com.
Okay.
Just another quick plug for folks to keep their eyes open. Next week, we will be finalizing and releasing our information regarding our learning center.
Awesome.
So where we've been taking registration and sign up for memberships, we will now open up our learning center registration. So we've had calls and inquiries about signing children up for the program, and we will now be able to do that starting next week. So we will have our pricing finalized and our parent handbook and policies and those types of things in place. So if parents are looking for someplace for their children, we will be able to provide care Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. for 3 to 5 year olds. And then we will also be doing before and after school programming for our school age children.
Very cool. You know, all these pieces of the puzzle just keep coming together. Means Track is so much more closer to being open, and we're very excited for that. And Amy will probably talk more about that too, I'm sure, when we catch up next month.
Right. And just a note regarding the Learning Center is that that space will be opening a bit earlier than the rest of the building. Okay. We want to be able to support that transition period as school's starting.
Got it.
So we will be open when school starts. The 3 to 5 year old program will open kind of mid-August, and then we'll have the school age program open for that first day of school.
Quick question. How many 3 to 5 year olds do you think the program can handle at this point?
Our capacity right now is just around a little less than 60.
Okay.
So,
I mean, it still helps. Jamestown needs that desperately.
Right, right. And we're limited more upon our staff to child ratio than we are on square footage. And so we're kind of starting with that that target of, you know, and if we need to bring additional staff on, depending on where the demand is, at what age, that type of thing.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, keep your eyes open for it. Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.